Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The state and federal governments have announced the successful takeover of the Active Foundation. It secured the jobs of around 600 workers with a disability, with its large-scale sites to be transitioned to WorkPower Inc. by the end of June. The Prime Minister has welcomed the support of the Greens for the Labor's climate change policy to get its safeguard mechanism bill through Parliament. They've reached agreement for a hard emissions cap on new and expanded high-polluting projects. Anthony Albanese says the environment is the big winner.
After a wasted decade under the Coalition, today is a very good day indeed. A great day for our environment, for jobs and for the economy.
The cyber attack on Latitude Financial is worse than first thought. It's now confirmed around 8 million driver's license numbers have been stolen by hackers, as well as 53,000 passport numbers. The Premier is urging Qantas to move its operations to Terminal 1 at Perth Airport. It's being accused of holding back WA, but the airline says it's yet to reach an agreement on the development and any move is years away. Mark McGowan says we need a single integrated terminal.
An international domestic terminal in which international flights can connect directly with domestic flights. It makes total sense. We build a massive new train station at Terminal 1 to allow for that.
There's a new direct flight to Perth, with Philippine Airlines launching its non-stop service from Manila today. It'll operate three times a week. To sport, Fremantle's Nat 5 could hit the field this weekend, rated as a chance to line up by the Dockers. That's despite the coach initially fearing the midfielder could be sidelined for 2 weeks after he missed Saturday's match against North Melbourne. Fremantle's Executive General Manager of Football, Peter Bell, says they're closely monitoring Fife's foot injury.
We've treated that in the latter stages of last week, and we'll see how he progresses through training this week.
And the Socceroos are in action in Melbourne tomorrow in their second friendly match against Ecuador.